Any question?
No, I'm just eager to hear whatever verse you want to speak.
Then I should. Now the second slope.
Second means?
Means 43. Yesterday we have seen.
About the eye instruction.
42 we have discussed. Here we can see Raghunath Das Goswami as a sadhak and siddha both. He is doing everything as a sadhak, but thinking as siddha. The thoughts, inner thoughts are as a siddha, as a manjari. And from upward, outwardly, he does all the activities as a sadhak bhakta does. But not ordinary sadhak, vaidhi bhakti, but raganuga sadhak. But a Vaidhi Bhakti sadhak also sees him as a adarsha,
ideal
bhakt. His Raganuga sadhan bhakti is also favorable for Vaidhi Bhakti sadhak also. Or anyone sadhak who are Raganuga. It is not opposite to Vaidhi Bhakti, everything. Now he is in sadhak and siddha as you know abhas. Sense abhas is morning. Sense sun is not seen, but there is no andhaka,
no darkness.
No? So it is called abhas. But yet sun is not there. But sun is to come. In Vaidhi Bhakti, in Raganuga Bhakti, Sadhan Bhakti, if a man goes up to Asakti Bhav, Asakti, he follows the activities of Siddha Bhakta, Raganuga. Who is Siddha? Who has received in his heart Bhav, Visuddha, Sattva. Understand?
Yes.
What is Vishuddha Sattva? I have told so many times. From where? In Ragatmik Jan. And by following them, always chanting like them, always remembering like their activity, Seva to Radha and Krishna. That Shuddha Sattva, mane aprakrita bhav, not mundane man, comes manifest in sadhak. These are called siddha. And to whom they are following, trying Raganuga bhajan paddhati, but yet that siddha bhav has not yet come. They are hankering after to get all these things. In Raghunath Das Goswami, both things are there. what to manifest of bhav. He is Siddha Manjari. But he is practicing like this, that as if he is a sadhakji. So he is doing for these things. Sankhya Purvak Nam Gan Nativhi Kalavasani Kritav Nidra Har Vihara Kaj Vijitav Chyatant Dino Chajav Radha Krishna Gunasmrte Madhurima Andena Sammohitav Vande Rup Sanatanu Ravijavav Sinti Vavav. Very hard things. Sankhya Purvak, one lakhs of Harnam, with bhav, being in the Radha Kunda, in the guidance of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. With bhav, he is doing chanting Hari name. What name? Radha Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Shyamasundara, Aghadamana Jasoda, Nandanu, Nandasunu, Kamala Nene Gopi, Chandra Binda, Vanindra, Pranata Karuna Krishna, Vitya Neka, Sarupe, Taimamaruchi, Uchai, Bardatam. There is a song of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Jasamati Nandana, Brajavara Nagara, Gokula Ranjana Kan. Jasamati Nandan, Brajavara Nagara. O Krishna, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling. This is a Lalasa Mai prayer. You know Lalasa Mai?
Hankering
of perfection. To get all these things. Jasamati Nandan. At first, he is Krishna. Is Jasamati Nandan, not Devaki Nandan, not Dwarakadhish, not Mathuradhish, nothing. Only Jasamati Nandan. He are not a Nandan, Nanda Nandan, because Jasoda loves more than Nanda Baba. So, Jasamati Nandan. Brajavara Nagara. What is the meaning of Brajavara Nagara?
Is wandering in
Braja. Nagaris are gopi and especially Srimati Radhika are Nagari. And he is Nagar of all these Nagaris. He may be Yashoda's son, but always sevak of all gopis, that is Nagar. Who serves gopis, Nagari, is a Nagar. In Dwarka, Satyabhama and Rukmini and all the Maheshis are serving Krishna. So there he is not Nagar. Nagar manya Rasikendra Shekhar he should be. Rasika, so much a Rasik. Radhika is Mahabhava Sarupa and Krishna is Rasik Shekhar. Shekhar means Sarvoccha. Sarvoccha means?
Topmost
Rasik Shekhar. So, he falls upon the feet of Srimati Radhika. He likes to serve Srimati Radhika. Sometimes
coming
and dressing her hair. So he is Nagar. Otherwise, if gopis are only serving Krishna, he is not Nagar. So Jasamati Nandana Brajavara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana. Everything, especially Madhur Ras, has been said in this kirtan. So chanting Hari name and chanting this kirtan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to pass his nights. He has done it in the night time, this kirtan sir. And he has realization of all songs that he has done. So in a sadhak, he is doing as a sadhak, not as a siddha. Sankhya purvaka naam gaan nati bhiha kala vasani kritav nidra sleeping ahar this everything was controlled by them. Everything. And doing pranam to all the places of Krishna's Lilasthali. Like Shyam Kunda, Radha Kunda, Viraj Govardhan, Mansi Ganga, Ter Kadamba, Uddhav Kyari, Charna Pahari, Khan Bhandirvan, all the places. And all the Vaishnavas and Sakhi, Jasodama, Rohini Maya, Baladev, all Vaishnava and all other associates of Krishna. Lalita, Visakha, Chitra, Champaklata, all for doing always pranam.
Dandavat pranam.
Dandavat pranam for all.
Thinking this is for Mother Yashoda, this is for St. Kate, this is for...
Daily. Thousand eight are more than that. Doing and doing and doing. And we think that you should give me that prajapraid. Sometimes being in Radhakund, sometimes in Govardhan, sometimes in Mansi Ganga, sometimes in Nandagaon, Kadambater, Uddhav Kyari, he went. O Lalite, O Vishakhe, where are you? O Krishna, where are you? Always Dite. Sometimes praying to Giriraj Govardhan, sometimes to Yamuna. These are activities of Raganuga Bhajan, Bhajan Pranali. This is Pranali. Pranali means
system.
System of Raganuga Bhajan.
Would he also speak every day about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I heard every day he would speak 2-3 hours about Chaitanya.
To whom?
Raghunath, to intimate associates.
If there comes any associate like this. Otherwise, he don't want to talk anyone. Because if Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatt, all the sometimes used to assemble anywhere. There he can tell something or hear something. Otherwise, always thinking. He has no time, not a single moment to tell any Harikatha to others except these persons.
Krishna Das Kaviraj would come?
Huh?
Did Krishna Das Kaviraj hear from him?
Krishna?
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami.
Oh yes, he used to come. He used to tell something. And he has written according to Raghunath Das Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, in Raganuga Sadhan, Sadhak Bhakta has some abhas of Siddha. And Siddha, those who have manifested in their heart and doing according to Ragatmik Jan, they are called Raganuga. They have some abhas of Siddha. Ragatmik, Raganuga. And sadhak of Raganuga, they have some idea of this Siddh Bhakta. If you are hearing and remembering the past times of Raghunath Das Goswami, what he has prayed, what bhav comes in our heart, he becomes so joyful. How beautiful these bhavas are coming. So in sadhaks, those who are really sadhaks of Raghunatha Bhakta, they in their heart they have abhas of that thing. And so they are always remembering it as naturally all things are coming. No big ship there. Big ship, you know?
No obstacle.
Disturbance. Nothing. Of any worlds, any kinds of. So, here, there are two stages of sadhak. One, when he is remembering all these activities of Raghunath Das Goswami or Siddha Bhakta, he is immersed in that thing. He has no any outer activities or any jnana, sense of this world. He is as if he is sitting and he is with, he is sitting and serving Srimati Radhika. No? But in sadhana there are some vikshepas. Not Dhruva Smriti has come. That is called samadhi. Especially what to say us. Always we are wandering here and there and so many activities, so much things. Only an hour or half an hour we devote only here. And at that time also some thinkings are coming. So this would be gradually removed. Otherwise, this whole bhavana will be spoiled. But we cannot go onward an inch if bhav is not coming there. We can try, but we cannot manifest all these things here. So, whatever we should try to do all these things. So, when he is sadhak, Raghunath Das Goswami, sometimes he has outer sense also, and sometimes he is immersed in that bhav seva, and he is thinking that I am with Srimati Radhika, and I am really serving her.
At that time he forgets Raghunath Das,
Sarikara. Everything. But when that bhav goes away, that is vipralambha comes. And when he sees that I am not serving, it was my
imagination.
Or is sphurti only. Sphurti, you know, there is much a difference between sphurti and imagination.
One is sphurti means manifested like prakash.
There is much difference. You have lost some lines, but perhaps you will.
Yes.
The bee is recording it. Bumblebee has captured the nectar.
He was saying about the difference between.
There is much difference. Between.
Imagination,
kalpana. And sthurti. Sthurti is the really thing. Coming down itself. That is sthurti. And it comes by yoga maya. That is bhakti. Itself it is coming. This is called sthurti.
It is a real vision that comes down. Is it?
It is a real, that is abhas. Srimati Radhika is waiting for Krishna. Krishna is very far away at Dwarka. She saw that, oh, once I was done some man, and Krishna came. And he forgets that fact. Now he sees that, oh, Krishna has come here. And he is telling me, why you are waiting? I am here. And he is doing like this.
Trying with you.
Yeah. And making a garland. He makes Vyat Srimati Radhika. I am always with you. Why you are? And at the same time, she saw that Lalita Visakha all came and they were playing so and so. After some time, he saw that there is no Krishna, no Lalita Visakha, she is weeping and weeping. This is called his Sufi. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has written that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Jagadananda Pandit, other than Jagadananda Das, another Damodar Pandit already, no? And he told that to go to my mother and tell my mother that I go daily to Mayapur and to my mother. And when she cooks anything very good, preparation, and she wishes that if my Nimai was here, he would take that prasad. So I go daily and take Mahaprasadam there, and in the thali,
plate,
if she sees that there is nothing, I have taken everything. She imagines that I have not cooking yet, I have given everything. Again she tries to cook and to give other. Tell my mother that I go and really take all things that she gives me. So she thinks that it is Surti, but not is Surti. I really go there. So Krishna is also telling to Uddhava. Krishna is telling to Uddhava, tell gopis and Radhika that sometimes Srimati Radhika becomes so sad and weeps. At that time I go there. I decorate her and I meet and talk with Radhika. She should not see that it is only Surti, but it is a real thing. But for sadhak, it is as a abhas, not real. But for siddha bhakt, it is real. In sadhak bhakt also, this is by the mercy of Krishna we can have all these things. Otherwise, we may not realize all these things. So there are two stages of Raghunath Das Goswami. One, he is immersed in seva and thinking that Srimati Radhika is ordering and I am caring or I am doing so much seva like sindur. That is what in last sloka we have explained of alta, kajal. And he is telling all these facts to Srimati Radhika. Radhika and both are in so pleasing state. So sometimes when he is immersed in thinking like this, by the grace of Bhakti Devi, Prema Bhakti or Yoga Maya, it comes like a spurti here. And know nothing of this world and outer world, he bhul jata hai,
forgets
everything. But when it stops, he becomes so sad, so in weeping and hankering, oh, I have come from Vaikuntha to hell. And her heart becomes to burn and so much funds are coming of the Pralambha Bhav. When he was thinking to give kajal, so many pastimes of Krishna and Radhika came there. Now it was stopped. This is called Vikshep. In Vikshep, that Leela spontaneously that was going. That is Saraswati, it stops. Then he becomes like a serpent whose money has been lost. Here Raghunath Das Goswami was remembering the pastimes of giving kajal to eyes of Srimati Radhika. And he is thinking that I am worshipping of that eyes. That not for solely, only a part of this. Krishna being a very matwala elephant. Matwala means mad elephant. This eyes of the cornering thing tightens Krishna not to move here and there. And he becomes basibhut. Basibhut?
Control.
So I am praying to these eyes and this looking of corner. And I want to worship by this kajal. Why you are giving kajal? Why not ornaments, golden and all these things? I have told that it is the color of Krishna Anga. And Radhika wants Krishna color only. So that color should be given in eyes forever. So Radhika is so much pleased. So I am giving kajal. He was remembering the pastime. At once it was stopped and he became so much nervous and waiting, oh, where I have come down? I was serving Srimati Radhika with kajal and all the ornaments, sindoor and all these things. Again, by and by, he enters in the realm of service, Radhika service. Now he is remembering again. And he is telling here that a sadhak will emerge in that seva. But we can only hear and we will see how pleasant things are in hearing to what to serve Srimati Radhika. So it will increase our greed. Pushtikarat. These are hearing sramanam for Raganuga bhajan and very helpful. Jasyanka ranjita shirastavamana bhange gostendra sunu adhikang susamamu paiti. Jasyanka ranjita shirastavamana bhange गोस्तेंद्र सूनु अधिकं सुषमामुपैति लाक्षारस सच कदा पदयोर अधस्ते न्यस्तो मया अपितरां छविमाप्सतीह जस्यां करंजित शिरस्तव फत जस्य अंकरंजित शिरस्तव Tava mana bhange. When Krishna goes to Radhika and Radhika has done any kind of man, simply I am going to meaning of wording, then I will explain. Krishna goes to remove the man of Srimati Radhika. Who is he? Gostendra Sunu. Gostendri is Nanda, Maharaj. Sunu means son. He goes to Radhika for Manbhanga. At that time, Jasyanka Ranjit Sirastava. He is praying to Alta, not Radhika. Oh, Alta, how fortunate you are. Not Radhika. Jasyanka Ranjit, by your signs, sign means chinha, sira, Krishna mastak, head,
Though it is, it has mayur pankh there, peacock feather is there. This is most beautiful singar of Krishna. But yet, shirasto manavange ranjita yo ne Krishna head has a sign of your means
alta
here on head. Sushma mataiti, though more mukut is there, sort of beautiful it looks, but when this sign comes on the head of Krishna, that beautifulness is covered by this beautifulness. Laksharasa svachakadam mayo padayu adhaste. Then that sign comes here, and here it is saaf ho jata hai. Then Srimati Radhika will call me, O Tulasi Manjari, O Tulasi, not Manjari, O Tulasi, O Rati, come on, and give my dad all that. Nasto Maya, then Maya, mane, I will put again that altar. Mapachitam tara chabi mapshavi. Then, if I am giving that, now it is kacha. Kacha, you know? Kacha. So, if anyone touch, the color will come out. So at that time Krishna will come when I am putting this altar, and Krishna will come, and Radhika will tell that you should at once go away. And if he puts his head there, then that altar comes, and it's so beautiful it makes that even that mayur feather falls there. So, O Alta, may I decorate by you to Srimati Radhika? Can I serve Srimati Radhika's feet? Now we are going to explain. Yes. He is telling, when he brings, Krishna has once come. Srimati Radhika is man. She is in so much, she is so sad also. And she is remembering Krishna in Vipralambha Bhav. Whole Sputi comes there. So Radhika is remembering Krishna. This Tulsi went, this Rati Manjari went to Srimati Radhika. She saw that she is sad, she is thinking anything. I should serve her. I should try to make her please. So she brought a golden pot, dish, and very smooth tula,
cottons,
anything to give to color Srimati Radhika's feet. She remembered the past tense, she meant Tulasi, and telling Srimati Radhika, I am coloring your feet. Do you know the mahima of this color? Mahima?
Glory.
Do you know the glory of this? Srimati told that I don't know the glory of this. She wanted to hear something for her. So he told, I don't know. Do you know any glory of this? Is there a glory of this color? Certainly it has so much glory. Dekho. Doctor has also told to come from 6 to 7.
Doctor.
I may come. Srimati Radhika is telling in so bhangi. Bhangi, you know?
Crooked.
Eh?
Crooked.
Crooked.
Not straight.
In a bhangi. So beautiful and so sweet voice. She is telling. At that time, sadhak who are siddha, who has got bhav, they think it, that as if Srimati Radhika is sitting there and I am doing so. Here sadhak bhakta only can think how this manjari is serving Srimati Radhika. And all others, we will hear only how they are doing so. All are Raganuga, but stages are higher and higher.
Again, the stages, one is hearing.
We are hearing. And we are almost forgotten everything we were only hearing, these things. Bhavabhakta thinks that he is in Raghunath Das Goswami, is doing seva in Manjari Bhav. And he is absolutely nearby to Raghunath Das Goswami. Not as Raghunath Das Goswami, not in Siddha Bhav. And Raghunath Das Goswami is saying that I am Rati Manjari and all these things. And Rup Manjari and all are ordering me to do service. So I am. This is the three stages of Raganuga Bhajan.
And they are called, what are the stages called?
One sadhak, Raganuga sadhak, one who has prapt bhava dasa, bhava Raganuga bhajan, and this is siddha, mani swarup siddhi. Raghunath Goswami is showing these three gestures also. We will have to try to go advance in bhav, and bhav will try to go in sarup siddhi, and sarup siddhi will go to prema avastha, that is called vastu siddhi. He is telling that what is the mahima, glorification of this scholar? Oh, you don't know? I know the glorification. I have seen that when you were once in man, you have done man. Any man are also many kinds. Hetuk man, ahetuk man. Without any reason or reason. If it is not by any reason, then it goes by any activities of Krishna. It comes and goes. Or only she sees a smiling Krishna, his man goes away. Ahetuk man. But if it is sahetuk man, they are of so many kinds. If the reason is thick, so thick, man will be so thick. If he is somewhat little light, the man will be light. Here, there was any reason And that reason was not a little reason, but it was very, very important any reason. So, Sri Radhika has thick mind there. Krishna played on flute, nothing. She sent Subal, nothing was done. He sent Dhanishta, Kundalata, even all others. She prayed to Jogmaya also, Krishna prayed. Jogmaya also went there. Purnima. He gave so many siksha to Radhika. Lalita was there. She was saying to Srimati Radhika, don't leave man, otherwise that elephant, mad elephant, cannot be controlled. All this. So, but Krishna anyhow reached to Lalita and Vishakha and gets Motaghush. Motaghush, you know?
Right.
Not little.
Big.
Big.
What kind of bread?
You can think. So, he get very big bride. Then they were, their heart were soft. They promised that we will help you. Krishna, they told that you will have to come there in a shape of any servant. He asked Krishna, how I should come? You'll have to come in the shape of a barber kanya, girl, a daughter of
Baba's
daughter. No? And you should bring collar or anything, and you should bring knife, no? Oil to massage Srimati Radhika. Nine does it, the barber. And such in many ways to Rajkanya, king's daughter. In our Indian system, these are. So you should come like a barber daughter, Kishori daughter, and Subal can help you to being so. So Subal made him a barber kanya. And Krishna took in her hand, now he is a lady, Kishori. He took a what?
Oil.
Like a bag. Not bag, but
basket
in hand. And in that basket some golden pot and so many sweet sugandhit drabya. Ether, you know, gulab and rose and everything, so she brought. She will give in head, in feet, and Sarvashrimati Radhika. She is also barber kadna. Barber makes this and cuts nails and washes everything. She went there. He has given barber to, bribe to Lalita and Vishakha. He came to the door of a Rajadwar of Srimati Radhika, in which Radhika has done man, and promised not to talk with Krishna and to see toward Krishna. So Krishna is thinking that if she not talks, if he does not see to me, then how to escape my life? So he is doing so. He went and saw Vishakha and Lalita. They knew that Krishna has come. So they called openly, openly they called, "Who are you?" "I am a daughter of
Barbar.
What service you can do?" "I can message, I can decorate here, I can do this, nail all these things. Come to me." And they brought her to Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika, Srimati Radhika Srimati Radhika, "Oh, that's so beautiful lady, Kishori. Whether it is Barbar Kishori daughter, but yet so beautiful. Her color is as a Shyam. Very, very beautiful. I have never seen her. What is your name?"